Dyer's Daily.
So, the next thing that we should talk about is running my own radio station. After realizing I'd basically exhausted everything else, no stations were really having me anymore. The syndicated thing seemed kind of boring because it limited what you could do. And I was starting to discover forms of talk radio through old-time radio from America and, of course, the kind of uprising, if you will, of the station talk radio eventually, about a year into my station, and LBC, etc., and Radio 4 to a lesser extent. I'd always loved listening to Just a Minute. So using my earlier experience in local radio, thought, let's do a local radio station. Started out kind of playing music on it after doing a crowdfunding campaign, was in the newspaper, launched it, and then over the next 2.5 years went solidly with it, worked with a number of different people, different businesses, charities, radio presenters, doing it for free. But I think the only issue I found, I guess one of many, actually, not the only, was that the consistency. Started out as a music station, went all out speech once I realized that people were asking me, what can you offer that's different from the local station? So I was like, well, all out speech. And so I came up with ideas and formats and concepts in order to decrease the amount of work and try and get things out at a speed. And eventually time caught up with me and it affected my mental health. But over that sort of 2 and a bit years of doing stuff, I love some of the things that I ended up doing. I enjoyed doing football commentary, which I did a couple of times. And I do sometimes have the occasional regret where I think, if I just carried on with that, or... But I think what happens is you get stuck in this bubble and nothing seems... You don't want to stick with things for very long. You sort of think, well, no, I need to go off and do this now, or I need to divert into this because this isn't working. I need instant kind of gratification on that. So, yeah, South Waves Radio was a success. But I think the things that I went on to do afterwards were certainly a product of that experience. I mean, realizing what I enjoyed about radio, trying not to be formulaic while trying to be formulaic, and reaching out and being a lot more kind of communicative. Yeah, I'm appreciative of it.
Dyer's Daily.